And as always on Thursdays, as we did all last year, it's time for our Athlete of the Week. Athlete of the Week being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And this week, I am proud to announce our Athlete of the Week to start off this season is from Clinton High School, plays on the soccer team. Let's welcome Ryan Shearhart, our Athlete of the Week. And Ryan, congratulations and welcome to the Cave.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you've had quite a season so far.
Yeah, it's been good. We're off to a good start, 3-0. Couldn't ask for a better start, really. So,
is this what you expected for the season?
I did. After last year, we returned 10 or 11 starters, and we just have been well-coached for the past few years as well. So it was just always, this was kind of our year to really make a statement for ourselves and our program, and I think that we're doing that so far. So
great.
Well, you start off with 4 goals in the first game, and then you've had a couple in each of the next, and again, a nice win last night against Columbia Central. Actually, I'm looking on the Twitter, and I know it's your Athlete of the Week this week, but what a great goal by Gibson in this one that they showed on the video.
That was
one that your throw-in?
Yeah, it was my throw-in.
I knew you were part of that.
But no, Merrick is just, he's a great player. He doesn't get a lot of the credit that he deserves. He does a lot of the dirty work. He's always battling in the midfield every single game, and he doesn't shoot enough. You know, he shoots like maybe, I think he had 3 goals, and I think he shot the ball 4 times. It's just if he shoots it, you know it's going in. And so it's just like for him, just, and he's just really an incredible player, and that header just shows it all. I mean, chipped a goalie off a head from 18 yards out. Just every time the ball's at his foot, you know something special is going to happen. So he's really an exciting player to watch and play with.
Well, you had 30 last year goals?
Yes.
So,
wow.
You know, what are your thoughts on trying to better that, or is it more of a team thought for you first?
It's just more of a team thought. You know, I think that scoring goals is kind of my role, but overall, you know, I score goals just so that I contribute to my role on the team, and I think that everyone has their role. I think one thing that's what makes our team so special is, you know, nobody's just think, oh, I want to score. It's, you know, all that matters is that the ball gets in the back of the net, and just, you know, we don't care who scores the goal as long as the goal is scored. And, you know, from defense to midfield to offense, you know, we have tons of phenomenal players. Like, our defense is just solid. They work their butts off every single game. Same with our midfield. We have an amazing midfield that just work hard all 80 minutes. So, and I think that everyone knowing their role really benefits our team and helps our team.
Well, of course, the LCAA is quite a competitive league. Clinton, the team to beat this year?
I hope so. You know, I think that's our goal. You know, I think, you know, we've played one conference game. We did well last night. But overall, I think that, you know, we just start trying to get better every single day, learn each and every game from our mistakes in our past game just so we can keep going. We're going to play a lot of great competition this year. We have a really tough schedule, which is going to prepare us for districts, because going into districts, we're going to see some really great teams. And we haven't had really a cakewalk game yet. We played St. Mary's Catholic Central. That was a really tough game. They're a really good team for our first game. And then we played Columbia Central last night, and Columbia Central's a good team. They have a lot of really good players. So I think that just keep learning from each of our mistakes that we make in our games, just keep moving forward and just trying to get better every game.
So what team circled on your calendar is one of the teams you really want to beat this year?
I think that Onsted would be a good, like, it's going to be a competitive game. You know, they're a conference rival, and they knocked us out of districts last year, and they beat us in conference for the conference title in the conference last year. So it's just kind of like a team that's kind of circled. You know, it'd just be nice to, you know, get another shot at them.
Then I see also September 22nd against LCS. I know that one is going to be.
Yeah, that one.
Especially for you. You started at LCS, so you probably know a lot of those guys too.
Yeah. You know, I won a state championship with those guys my sophomore year. And then freshman year, we won. I think we won regionals. I don't know if we won regionals or not. I can't remember. But, you know, I played with those guys for years. You know, growing up, played with those guys. There's a lot of really great players over there. And I think they're a sneaky team this year as well. They have super, super good midfielders, and Jack Stamets and Christian Orta. So they're going to be a tough team as well. But that'll be an exciting game. You know, get to play at Cougar Field one last time. And so that'll
and
be
that's got
to
be special for you. Again, you know, winning a state championship with them, and then at least your senior year, you get to go out and play one more game there. It's kind of nice, you know, instead of playing it at Clinton, too, you get to go back there and play one more time.
Yeah, you know, it should be fun. You know, just get to see a lot of familiar faces, get to at least be on the soccer field with those guys one last time. So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it, and it should be a competitive game. They're going to be a good team this year. They already have shown that. So
you are a senior this year, and what about going to the next level?
I think that next level I'm going to go the baseball route.
Oh, okay.
So I think that
two-sport
plus he plays basketball. Athlete.
Hey, well-rounded.
Yeah.
So you're looking at schools for baseball then? Is that kind
of
your thoughts?
Yeah, I am. I'm still kind of in the recruiting process, trying to figure out, you know, where my home's going to be next fall. Because
you played Dirtbags this summer, right?
I did, yeah. I played for Coach Klotz on the Dirtbags.
Which is that's a good exposure team.
Yeah, it is. You know, Coach Klotz, he's a phenomenal coach, and he's just a real coach, you know, you love to play for. And he just knows everything about baseball. There's not too many people I've ever met that know more about baseball than him. So
yeah, he is fun to talk some baseball with, that's for darn sure. But so, again, you got to try to finish this year out. Onset, did they lose some people from last year, though?
They did. They lost one of their main players, Brennan Goodrow. Phenomenal player. I actually played travel with him growing up on an FCA team. He can really do it all. I think he played in the midfield a lot for them, scored some goals, made some assists. He's just a big, strong kid, really great footwork. He was just a really great player, and you really hated playing against him because he was so good. So yeah. He was always really good, and then they lost another senior, Alex Laviero. But the big thing with Onstead is they're returning, I think, most of their defense. So and when you have your defense returning, you know, it doesn't matter if maybe you need to find someone else to get the ball in the net if the other team can't get it in the net. And Onstead was super strong defensively last year.
So you got those guys on September 19th, so still a little bit away. You got some times that you guys can still gel and get your team figured out.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that overall, you know, Coach Erickson does a great job from the beginning of building team chemistry. You know, we always have a cookout at our house every year before the season starts, and just her goal is to build a family culture. And I think, like, when you come play Clinton soccer, you know that you're going to be part of a family. And, like, that's her goal. You know, that's one of her big roles. And I think that, you know, with this team, we already are a family. And I think that's something that's really – really good.
That's great.
You know, and I think talking with her last season during the girls season too is that, you know, how it's a one big soccer family, boys, girls, that just really a nice, you know, some synergy between the two, and there's really not the animosity of girls season, boys season. You guys all really help each other out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that just goes, you know, back to Coach Erickson and just the culture she builds. You know, I can't say enough nice things about Coach Erickson. She is amazing, you know, like, and she's a great coach and even better lady. And it just, that you can't ask for someone better to lead your program. And you know, between the girls and the boys, you know, the girls always, they're filming at our games, you know, always willing to help out. Our assistant coach was out of town, and so two of the girls came and helped her coach and just helped her out. And, you know, it really is just a community and, like, just a family. And I think that's just something that, you know, she's built, she worked hard to build, and now it's starting to pay off. And you can see it with the success that she's had on both the girls' side and the boys' side. So she's really just a great coach and just an amazing person. And you couldn't ask for a better coach or someone to lead your program.
Well, again, congratulations once again on the being the LISC Athlete of the Week. And you know, good luck to you coming up, not only in this soccer season, but your rest of your senior year.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, let's get 31 goals this year.
All right, that's the goal.
There you go.
That'll be the goal.
All right, Ryan, congratulations for being our LISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. The LISD Athlete of the Week.